One of the hallmarks of the human experience is finding where you fit in. What club to join, what sport to play, what friend group to associate yourself with, what career you're passionate about, what partner to settle down with, what city to plant roots in. The list goes on and on. And just like in life, in business, a huge part of the struggle is trying to find where you fit. Who is the perfect customer? What is the right way to reach them? Who are the right employees for the job? And what's the right culture to build for those great customers and employees?
We have such an amazing team. In a lot of ways, we hired people that we really enjoy being around. That's what is such a great part of what we created, is that we genuinely love being together, working together, spending time together. It's an unbelievable feeling as a founder.
Vishal Sunak is the co-founder and CEO of LinkSquares, and he is thankful every day for his amazing team and their growing network of all-star customers. But before he built that, Vishal was just a guy with a great idea, but no customers and no employees to help turn that idea into reality. Building that framework of the right people is as complicated as figuring out the architecture of a skyscraper in a big city. But as Vishal puts it, that network means everything. There are always exciting things happening in the world of small business. The news that grabs the headlines, though, are always the highlights, the overnight successes, the billion-dollar IPOs, the massive exits. But just like your Instagram feed, that's never the whole story. Let's look deeper than the headlines and the press photos. Underneath all of that is the real work building something valuable and lasting. Don't get me wrong, I love crazy success stories and can be drawn into those big flashy tales just as much as the next person. But we all know that what's more important than the destination is how you get there. It's the struggles you have to overcome and the insights you learn along the way that make you who you are. So those are the stories we're telling. It's raw, it's honest, and maybe it's exactly what you need to hear. I'm Hillary Georgie, and this is The Journey. Vishal has always been a builder and a visionary, seeing the world through a lens of curiosity and opportunity. When he was younger, that meant finding new creative ways to build Legos. And as he got older, that passion manifested into coding and software projects.
I grew up in Rhode Island. And as a kid, I kind of always knew I was going to be an engineer. My dad is actually an engineer, but I think more than that, I just had a interest in tinkering with things and building stuff. Having like a tinkerer's mind, there are always things that I've thought about when it came to looking at opportunities and thinking like, oh, maybe this problem could be fixed in a different way. Maybe that answer was an Excel spreadsheet or a small like Ruby script.
The path of engineering felt natural to him. And after he graduated high school, Vishal enrolled in Northeastern University in Boston, where he studied computer engineering. After college, Vishal jumped right into the workforce, starting his career at BAE Systems, where he built hardware for the military. 5 years later, in 2012, he left his job as a systems engineer at BAE and joined Backupify as an operations engineer. It was a career move that would create more ripples in his life than Vishal could have ever predicted.
I had joined Backupify. The process of going through acquisition and being purchased by Datto, there was like a really big problem I saw. And having the tinkerer's mind, it was like, well, this company that's going to come buy Backupify is asking us questions about what's in agreements that we executed with our customers. And these agreements define how we get paid and the rights and obligations they have and we have. And so understanding that we didn't really track all the variations of like what had finally been agreed to, the tinkerer's mind really just applied an idea and saying, well, maybe there's a new piece of software that could be developed to help with a problem like this.
The idea for a future company was well within reach, but the execution of that idea was still far out of sight. When Backupify was sold to Datto, Vishal continued to work there for about a year. Then he got a job at Insight Squared in late 2015. And it wasn't until early 2016 that Vishal was in a place to finally commit full-time to building what he and his co-founder, Chris Combs, would call LinkSquared. But that year and a half of letting the idea stew and learning from his peers would actually prove to be one of the key components of Vishal's success.
I had spent time at Backupify, and I had learned from some really amazing SaaS and go-to-market strategists and experts. I was a sponge. I was absorbing just selling software on the internet from them for a couple of years and going through the boot camp of also helping them in an operational role to make them more efficient. Then I joined Inside Squared, and Inside Squared had, again, a different way of working. They were on the inside sales side, but really focused on a lot of content strategy and outbound prospecting. That time at Inside Squared really rounded out my knowledge of how to generate quote-unquote leads, like what is actually going on. I really learned that precision, ideal customer profile skill working at Inside Squared and learning and seeing all the amazing things that they were able to do with that as their guiding principle.
Equipped with the knowledge and experience from Backupify and Inside Squared, Vishal was ready to step into the deep end of entrepreneurship.
There were lots of thoughts that I had back then. And one of the thoughts were, whatever happens next with like the Link Squares journey, we live in a great, thriving startup community. There is the safety net if you want it. It's important to, on the other side, be like, well, we're sailing across the sea to a brand new land. And when we land there, we're going to burn the ships and then we're going to find a way to survive. We very much had that sort of mentality.
Vishal knew that if Link Squared didn't work out, he would be okay. But he also knew that the only way that Link Squared would find success was if he and the company operated like success was the only choice. And the number one hurdle to success? Being able to actually sell their software.
I don't stress out about building the software. I know we can build a great piece of software here to get started, like a minimal 1.0 version. But can we sell it? How do we price it and package it? How do we get out into market? Who can we find that thinks similarly that the software can help them? So those are the things that we're really worried about in the initial kind of early days.
Vishal compiled an email list of companies that, like Backupify, were probably running into similar challenges tracking contract changes, renewals, and edits.
We started emailing them with a message, hey, I'm Vishal, you don't know me, and I worked at a company that looks like yours, and we had a problem that tracking the metadata that lives inside executed agreements was really hard to do. And I'm thinking you might be feeling the same way. Why don't we have a chat? In a crazy way, it just kind of worked. People were like, yeah, let's have a chat.
There was a real demand for a product like Link Squared, and Vishal had tapped into that interest. But actually converting someone who was interested into an actual sale was far more difficult than anyone expected.
We did our first deal in April 2016. But it took a long time to get the second one. And it was not for lack of trying. We were taking so many calls every single week through this great outbound strategy. People were interested. We just didn't find someone that wanted to buy it. It took from April until September before we got customer number two.
By the end of 2016, they had five customers. Each yes and each no helped them narrow down their pitch and find the perfect prospects. The kind that would actually buy. Vishal had figured out how to get the right customers. But then came the next, arguably more difficult step, building a team to support that customer demand.
We had a tiny little office in Davis Square, which is a part of Somerville, locally to Boston. It didn't have any windows. It had enough space for two desks. We were there for a year. And then we hired our first employee January 2017.
After the break, Vishal shares what it was like after they outgrew that small office and the strategies he used to build a strong, positive company culture.
As part of Salesforce's continued commitment to small businesses, they've recently announced Salesforce Care for Small Business, a combination of free products to help during the COVID-19 crisis. New customers will get 3 months free access to out-of-the-box CRM Salesforce Essentials and Analytics Solution Tableau, as well as 6 months free access to collaboration tool Quip. Now, more than ever, small businesses need the right tools to connect with their customers. Salesforce is here to help. To learn more, visit salesforce.com/thejourney.
Vishal and his co-founder Chris had been working out of a small two-person office for a while, and it was working for them. But they were at a turning point in the company, and they needed a little bit more space. They moved to an office in Boston with, wait for it, 6 desks. But they didn't stop there. Growth continued, and today they have almost 70 employees. But growth never comes without growing pains. Vishal thinks that what made their journey to scale a little bit easier and what gave them the ability to nurture that growing team was the fact that Vishal and Chris had been operating it on their own for so long.
One thing that I think has been really valuable is between Chris and I, we've done pretty much every job there is. We've done customer success and implementation, tried our hand at sales and, you know, sales engineering and demoing. So being able to lead with like, hey, listen, I've got some knowledge in this. I'm not just telling you what I think is right. This is how we survived well before you were here. Here's this knowledge. Here's what you can use as a foundation.
Being hands-on for so long gave Vishal an understanding of what work needed to be done and how to do it. And that was knowledge that he could then share with his new employees. But Vishal also knew that bringing on new team members meant bringing new ideas into the company. Early on, he adopted a philosophy of focusing on what needed to get done and not falling into the time suck of the logistics of how it should get done.
I'll always tell you, as in my direct report, like what is important to me in terms of like tangible goals. I always focus on the what, and I really never focus on the how. The how is up to the person that I've hired to run a department to figure out.
Vishal is happy to provide guidance and input as needed, but letting his team take ownership is a huge part of Link Squared's culture. That ability to let his managers operate autonomously is derived from a deep trust of his employees and the fact that he has made it clear to them what the company's goals are.
We like to make big bets that we can all evangelize around, and it's easy for me to ask someone in the company, like, what are the 5 things that are the most important thing this year? Not too many, right? Things that you can count on one hand are generally the way that I like to prescribe like goaling and making sure that we remind the team often when we have the opportunity to just continue to reinforce, these are the things that matter this year.
Vishal strives to create a culture that people love, one that they want to work in and stay working in for a long time.
It's about coming out of this experience at Link Squares and saying and looking back on the time you spent, whether you spent 6 months, a year, 2 years, you want to come away with an experience. You said, I learned a lot of things. I did a bunch of stuff. I owned a bunch of stuff. I was responsible for it. And saying to yourself, I like the people I work with and I like coming to this office and I like the type of work I'm doing and having fun in every way.
And as the world continues to change for all of us, Vishal is making it a priority to ensure that his employees still feel that way about their work and Link Squared.
The startup journey is super hard and there's definitely hard days and hard times like some of what we're experiencing right now, but we're stronger than this because we are set up in a way mentally that we're still going to try to find opportunities to have fun, right? And with our remote shift that we've done recently, materialized into some unique and fun things. We still do our weekly Friday company get together where we celebrate customer wins and some other fun things. Like some of our employees love board games and we're going to find an online board game that we can play together. That was one of the reasons why people like working at Link Squared is having fun. And even though the times are hard and there's a bunch of challenges with what's going on in the world right now, we can still keep that.
When Vishal first had the idea for Link Squared, it was about finding the right time to start. Then it was about finding the right customers. And for him today, it's all about finding, keeping, and taking care of the right people.
I'm always thinking through the people aspect of having folks that depend on me personally and depend on me not only financially, but also like emotionally and being able to be there for people that need me. And I think that's like a continuous lifelong thing. If you're thinking about being a leader for a long time, you have to think about the number one most important part of your company, which is always the people that work for you.
From business building to culture building, it's really the people, those that Vishal has worked with and learned from, that make the whole journey worth it.
The employees are really everything to me, learning from more people and learning from these experts that I've had the chance to work with. If I really let my brain fill with like the emotion of going through all this stuff over the last, it'll be our fifth year in November, it's almost overwhelming sometimes.
Whether it's finding the right fit in life or finding that sweet spot where you thrive in business, figuring out where you belong is hard. Even harder is building a culture where people feel like they belong. But as Simon Sinek, author of Start With Why, puts it, quote, "Customers will never love a company until the employees love it first."
Today's uncertain business climate makes it critical to stay in touch with your customers and employees. That's why Salesforce recently announced Salesforce Care for Small Business, a combination of free products to help businesses during the COVID-19 crisis. New customers will get 3 months free access to out-of-the-box CRM Salesforce Essentials and Analytics Solution Tableau, as well as 6 months free access to collaboration tool Quip. Salesforce is here to help you stay connected. To learn more, visit salesforce.com/thejourney.